This is Hunter Valley Today with Darren Catroupi. Well, today is a special day, especially for those who are in, well, the Defence Forces and in particular emergency services and just generally the front line that come to the aid of the community in their time of need. And in Scone, there's a special event that's been organised, and the event organiser is also a returned serviceman himself. I'm talking about James Burns. James, good morning.
Hi, how you going, mate?
Good, mate. So what's I suppose, your connection here, being a returned serviceman? What was your career in the defences?
Yeah, so I spent time in the Royal Australian Navy and a lot of time up at Christmas Island on anti-immigration and things like that. Myself, I've had my own mental health journey, I suppose you'd call it. That's what we're supposed to call it, I think, but I know a lot of people that have had post-traumatic stress disorder affect their lives, and you know we really need to be talking about it. It's the second largest mental health issue after depression, so it is something that we need to be talking about, something that we need to be aware of, and you know it's not just military, it's not just frontline services. Anyone can get this from any walk of life. You know, it's how you deal with something, but it is something that we really need to be aware of.
Is this something that I suppose is talked about much as you get around the community as you do?
No, look, it's not, and that's probably why I've sort of taken this up. It's it's not something that is talked about. There are so many symptoms, but you know, it's. While we're talking about mental health and while we're talking about PTSD, sometimes it's the thing that we don't want to talk about the most. And, you know, I've got mates that turned into fully blown alcoholics. I've got mates that lost their lives because of it. You know, people that have lost their houses, their marriages, their kids, the lot. It doesn't actually discriminate. It'll just take whatever it wants.
And it's one of those things, like many things in life, James, that unless you have been through it, you can't really fully understand. And that's where things like relationship and marriage breakdowns occur, because unless you're inside that person's head, you can't really get a full understanding of what they're going through.
And that's exactly right. I've actually had one of my relationships bust up with one of my really good mates. He was one of my best mates in the military, and he and I no longer have anything to do with each other because I tried to tell him that I knew what he was going through, and I clearly didn't. And now I know that was a dumb thing to say. I didn't know what he was going through. I didn't understand. There are key triggers that you can figure out, and you don't need to actually. You don't need to be the shoulder to cry on. You need to be the sympathetic ear that can put them in, point them in the right direction.
So today at 1 o'clock outside the front of the Upper Hunter Shire Council Chambers in Scone, what is going to happen?
So I've invited a group of people from within the community, so our veterans, our RSL community, our nurses from up at the hospital, the AMBOs in town, the police, the fireys, and the SES, you know, frontline people that see trauma that could be or are affected by post-traumatic stress disorder, just to show a bit of solidarity and know that we're together and that we can actually work through this together. And we're going to tie a yellow ribbon around the Lone Pine just to, you know, show everyone this is what we're about. We don't want to leave anyone behind. We want everyone to keep walking with us. You know, we're not there to raise money or anything like that. We're not going to be doing any speeches. It's simply a ribbon tie, and just, you know that we're there for each other.
Is the yellow of the ribbon significant in any way?
Not to me. It's just the colour that they told us to use. So this actually came out of the States, and in America. It's very big. Their post-traumatic stress disorder is actually quite big over there. and you would have seen the people walking, like soldiers and sailors and airmen, walking through the airports over there. Everyone stands and claps and things like that. But what they do is they actually tie yellow ribbons around tree trunks over there. It's quite prevalent to signify the people that didn't come back, or the people that did, that didn't really come back whole. They came back broken.
And, of course, there's that old song by Tony Orlando and Dawn as well about tie a yellow ribbon around the old red tree. And if memory serves me correctly, the words around that song are about someone coming home from service as well.
It could be. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure, just going back in my mind, there's a lot in there. I've got to push through to get to that, the words of that song. It's been a while since I've heard it. So out of today, are you hoping or expecting for anything else to occur? Do you think that, there might be a regular or semi-regular get-together of people who do turn up and say, hey, yeah, well, maybe I do need to talk about this?
Look, I would hope that anyone that sees or hears this today, they would seek professional help. If you feel that you have any of these, things that come up, and I urge you to get on and research it yourself. But if you think that you're in trouble with this at all, please go and speak to a health professional, speak to your GP, go to the hospital, speak to the doctor there. It's not something you can't do it alone. You shouldn't have to do it alone. And we've got enough health professionals in our country now that, we can do it together. I'm happy for people to call me. I'm the welfare officer for the RSL. I'm happy for people to call me, and I can point you in a direction. I'm not a therapist. I don't know how to fix these things, but I can point you in a direction and put you on the right track.
And yes, there is a lot of support around, and especially in this day and age where, we mightn't have all the medical professionals we ideally need in this part of the world, you can certainly do things online quite simply these days to at least get you started if that's what you want to do. James, thank you very much for your time, and good luck with today.
Thanks very much.
That's James Burns, who's the organiser of that event today at 1 o'clock outside the Upper Huntershire Council Chambers in Scone for World Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder Awareness Day. This is Hunter Valley Today on 981 2NM.